Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We're located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, Grateful for Something New, a New Song.
Hallelujah. Psalm 124 declares that if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Bible Way say and the world say, that if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, our enemy would have swallowed us up. But thanks be unto God who causes us to triumph and gives us the victory. And in 2026, he's been right there by our side, and he's been pulling us through some things that we thought we were never going to get out of. But can you just declare, God, I thank you for pulling me out of some stuff. And today, he's still pulling you out of some things right now. So that's why we worship and we declare that you pulled us out.
Through all I have gone through, Lord, it was you.
Yeah.
Through all I have gone through, Lord, it was you. It was you.
Ooh.
It was you. Pulling me through. Never let me go. It was you. It was you. Pulling me through. Oh, through all I have. Lord, it was
you.
Oh, through all I have. Lord, it was you.
Wasn't my mom or my daddy, but
it was you.
Never let me go.
It was you.
Lord,
pulling me through.
Can we say it again for the believers? Everybody,
through.
It was.
song say he'll never walk out on you, and he will always pull us through. No matter where you are right now, no matter what you've gone through, no matter what last year was, no matter all the situations, the circumstances that you encounter, by the fact that you're here today means he pulled you through it. And he never gave up on you. Come on, just a little bit more, team. I feel like we can worship all the virgins. Position to close your eyes and just lift your hands. Eternal Father, we say thank you for this incredible opportunity. Even in this kind of weather, we can still worship you. Thank you, Lord, for those who worship you no matter what the situation or the circumstance. We thank you for the ability. Thank you for the technology. Thank you for the team. Thank you for the volunteers. Thank you for the worship and arts ministry. Thank you for those who are here today, so that no matter where we are, anywhere in the world, we can worship you today. Now, Lord, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and our redeemer. You are our very present help in the time of trouble. This is our prayer. In your name we pray and give thanks. And all that know that God has done and will do and will continue to do, help me say amen. 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 God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Listen, we certainly give honor to God this morning and today, and we are so grateful for all that God is doing. A very special thank you to the team that's here in this virtual only service, to those that are presiding, Pastor Antoine, Pastor Mag, to our worship and arts ministry, incredible ministry, to our media ministry. Thank you so much to all the volunteers that helped put this together. I was reminded, team, about 6 years ago. In fact, the first virtual only service we had was with this group on a Sunday in March when COVID was raging, and we had to go virtual only for the next 2 years. And the good news is that the devil got no glory. God got all the glory. God bless. People were saved. People were delivered. And we learned some. I learned some. I learned you can preach just as hard if you're preaching to thousands or preaching to an empty church and people are viewing all over the world, because it was all about the message. And a very special thank you to our worship and arts ministry, because you were there on that first worship service. You are here today. And to you, wherever you are right now, I hope you're safe. I hope things are going well. But just remember that God is still on the throne and God is still in charge. Amen, somebody. There is a word from the Lord today as we continue the series. You heard Pastor Antoine say to you that our theme for the year 2026 is grateful. And the first series of this year was a series that God gave me in the middle of 2025, when I was putting together what God wanted for this, and it was grateful for something new. Grateful for what God is doing. Because so often we take things for granted. We take things for granted. And so God has blessed us with this. This is the fourth of seven messages that God has given me in this series, Grateful for Something New. Our scripture reference is Psalms 96, verses 1 through 4, the New International Version, the NIV version. Hear the reading of God's word in this fourth message in this series. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people. Verse 4, for great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. And those who love the Lord, help me say virtually wherever you are, amen. Amen for the word. For the next few moments, I want to speak to you from the subject, this fourth message in this series. The series, once again, is entitled Grateful for Something New. This message is simply three words: a new song. A new song. Amen. God bless you. Throughout this series that God has given us, I think we did begin the first Sunday in January. We talked about what God was doing that was new, what God was doing for us that was new. We began on that first Sunday with a message entitled, A New Day. But this is the day the Lord has made. We declared in that message that every morning you wake up, you have something new. You have a new day. A day that you had never seen before. Second Sunday, we came back and shared a new life. God says, not only will I give you a new day, but I am going to give you something that perhaps even transcends or supersedes a new day. Because what good is a new day if you still have the old corrupt life? God says, I'll give you a new life. And we came back on just last week. Last week, we went a little deeper and we talked about inward transformation. And we said that God will give us a new heart. God will change us from the inside out. He would change our affections. He would change our desires. He would change our passions. And the things that we used to desire, the things that we used to, from our flesh, crave for, God has changed us from the inside out. Now, in all three of those messages, we spoke of the importance of being grateful for something new, of what the Lord was doing for us. What God was doing in our life. Today's message is somewhat different. Today's message, we would like to explore and discuss how we can express our gratitude to the Lord. For three messages, we talked about what the Lord was doing for us. A new day, a new life, and a new heart. Today, we want to talk about what can we offer God? How can we express our gratitude to the Lord for his, and I need you to catch this, his most recent blessings, for what he is doing right now. Because we can praise God all day for what he's done yesterday. We can praise God for how he's brought us from a mighty long ways. But today we want to praise God with a new song for what God is doing in a new season. Somebody ought to be grateful that God has given us a brand new season. And so we are offering unto God. For 3 weeks, we talked about what God was giving us. And now we are offering God a new song. When we speak of a new song, we are referring to, and I need you to catch this, a fresh and genuine praise. If church was full, I'll tell you to look at somebody and say, fresh. Okay. So wherever you are, thank you, praise to you, a fresh and genuine praise. If God is doing something new in this new season, why is our praise, I get to that, the same old way. Because listen, there are times in our lives, in which God shifts some things. I would tell you to say shift. God shift. Just type on the screen, just send some words out and say shift some things. When God is shifting some, in fact, when God has shifted some things, he has renewed some things in your life in which God produces a fresh set of blessings in our lives. I know it's not just me, but there are times in all of our lives in which God's doing something we have not seen him do before in our lives. God's doing something new. God's doing something fresh in our lives, something genuine, something authentic, something organic that God's doing in our lives. So the question is, when God does this, how will we respond? That is the question. God shifts some things. God renewed some things. God brought something new in our life. How will we respond? Will we offer him the same old recycled praise that we've been doing forever? Clap your hands, everybody. Or do we give God the same old standard praise that we are so accustomed to do it, that we do it out of habit and not out of passion? Can I preach? Because a whole lot of our praises are based on habit. I come to church on Sunday, I'm supposed to praise him. Praise team sing, I'm supposed to praise him. But pastors preach, but when you praise him out of passion, our late mother, Mazzali Lord, understood this, because every Sunday when she did the announcements, she would get up and say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. See, when we know that God is doing something, will we praise him the same way? Will we give him that same old recycled stale praise that we've been offering to God most of our saved life? Or will we offer him a fresh, authentic, organic new song? Will we all, and listen, it is a pastor, what do you mean by something new? Do I have to make up something? No, whatever it is to you, that's what you do. Because see, sometimes our songs reflect our attitudes. To those of you who are students of music, you know there's something called the blues. And they will sing blues songs that reflect their attitude. And then country and western. One thing about country and western, they put all their business in the song. Wife left me, dog died, lost my job. It's all in the song. And so the song reflects the attitude, what you're going through. But I'm just wondering on this virtual worship service, can anybody out there say, Lord, you are doing something for me that I have not seen you do before, and I refuse to give you the same old stale recycled praise. I've got to bless you like I've never blessed you before. That is the question. Can you bless God like you've never blessed him before? Can you make up your own song? Can you make up your own? You have your own praise. It's your praise. See, we can sing other people's song, but nobody can sing your praise for you but you. Nobody can give your praise for you but you. You can corporate worship together. You can sing together. But when you think of what God has done for you, in fact, come on, Brother Junior, this is a good time for somebody right now to just put a praise on something God is doing for you right now. Musicians, right now, somebody ought to think of the goodness of the Lord right now. Somebody say right now. At your kitchen table right now. In your living room right now. Wherever you are right now. Lord, I owe you a fresh praise. Woo! I owe you a new praise. Because what you are doing for me in 2026 is something I've never seen before. And so I've got to praise you like I don't care if it gets on your nerve or not. I am going to praise God. Woo! Like I've never praised him before. A new song. Let us, for the next few moments, turn to this incredible text. Let us explore what the psalmist says as it relates to a new song. In our text, we have what scholars call a universal call and challenge to worship God in a new and a fresh way. And I've had an authentic way. The psalmist in this text urges all people. He starts by urging Israel, but then he urges all people of faith to proclaim God's glory and to proclaim his salvation and give God praise for all of his marvelous deeds. And here's what he says. And he says, and do this with a fresh praise by singing unto him a new song. No more blues. No more, oh, dog died, wife left me, I'm looking for another job, I don't know how I'm going to make it. If you wake up in the morning, you ought to have a fresh praise. You ought to have a praise that thank God for allowing you to wake up in the morning. The psalmist invites us to respond to what God is doing in this, as we said earlier, this new season in our lives. We are in a new season. In fact, you ought to be grateful you didn't die in 2025. You ought to be grateful that there's still breath in your body. Listen, I went to too many funerals in 2025. And I can't help but think, Elder Gina and others doing COVID, Pastor Mac, we lost so many people. We lost so many people, people that were with us. I was just thinking the other day, the friends that I've lost. An old man told me something that really got me. He says, when I was young, I used to remember the people that died, the few people that were dying in my life. He said, as I got older, all I can remember are the few people that are still alive that walk with me. Things change. Seasons change in my life. Some of my best friends are not here anymore. Listen, I lost my cousin Chip, lost my cousin Pastor Frank English, and so many others during that time. And so we've got to think about what God has done. And here's what God told me. God says, and you worry about little trivial stuff, and there's still breath in your bodies. There are folk younger than me that I had to eulogize. And so what I realized, that is why one of our points is that we choose not to complain, because God has been good to us. And when we choose not to complain, we've got to then shift our attitude to remember and offer God a fresh praise of gratitude for what God has done. That is what the psalmist does in the text. Listen to the text. He says, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name.
proclaim his salvation day after day, declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all people, for great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. The psalmist puts it together. He puts it together and he says to them, you are sweating about what you've lost. And particular Israel, who did not want to praise God in a strange land. He says, you've got to learn how to create a brand new song of what God is doing in this new season of your life. I thought about this, and God has given me three key insights concerning the significance of a new song that I want to leave with you. Three key things, and you can copy it down, write it down, click on the screen, share it with everybody. Three key insights concerning the significance of a new song. Number one is this: a new song means a new and mighty move of God. You cannot sing a new song if you don't first know that there's been a new and a mighty move of God in your life. So the question is, and if you were in this worship center, I would ask you the rhetorical question: has God done anything new and powerful for you this year in this season? If so, here's what the psalmist says. The psalmist says this, and I quote, his marvelous deeds among all people. And so a new song means a new and mighty move of God. God is doing something in your life right now. That's why we praise him. That is why we worship him. That is why we give God all the glory for what God is doing. A new song in the same point, point number one, insight number one, a new song is a testament that God has, listen to this, shown up and shown off. God shows up and God shows off. Can I say that again? Somebody ought to just type that down, write it, send it to somebody and say, God shows up and God shows off. When he shows up, he shows off. Somebody is a living witness that the God I serve will show up and God will show off. When I think over my life and what God has done and what God is doing just in these few days of 2026, then I say, Lord, you've shown up. You keep showing up. You keep showing up over and over again. And when you show up, God knows how to show off. God shows up. How does he show off? Pastor Jackson, he blessed me with health. He blessed me to be in my right mind. God shows up and God keeps me in perfect peace. God protects us over the dangerous highways. Somebody ought to give God a praise for showing up. Give God a praise for showing off. A new and a powerful way God does that. So insight number one, a new song, a new and mighty move of God. Second key insight is this. Second key insight that I want you to get is this. A new song means a new witness. Look at what the text says. Declare his glory among all nations. A new song is a new witness. What the Lord is doing on our behalf not only produces a new song, but it produces a new testimony. I'm preaching to somebody right now. You have a brand new testimony of something that God is doing in your life. That's why we sing to him a new praise. That's why we offer him a fresh new praise, because we have a brand new testimony. Listen, God keeps blessing you over and over and over and over and over again. Somebody say, well, Pastor, I'm on the same old job, but you've got new breath in your body. That's a new testimony. And God has blessed you to see a brand new day. That's a new testimony. And I don't know what your story is, but I do know this. Everybody has a story. Everybody has. How do I know this? Particularly those of us who are saved, because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Woo. I'm going to preach that before the year is over. We ought to say something. If you're grateful, you ought to say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. You didn't have to do it, but you did. I'm a living witness. I am a new witness. I will declare his glory among all nations, among all people. When they see me at work, they will see the glory of God all over me. They can sense that God is doing something powerful and new on my behalf. And here's the third and the final one. As we prepare to conclude this message in this all virtual service, this third and the final, just remember, number one, a new song means a mighty and a new move of God. A new song, number two, means a new witness. You are a brand new witness. Oh, but number three, a new song, a new praise. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The more the Lord blesses us, the more passionate our praise should become. A great God deserves a great praise. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what you're doing right now. But this is a good time to just pause right now and just give God a praise. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just stop and clap those hands and open your mouth in your kitchen, in the bedroom, in the living room, in the car, wherever you are, and give God a great praise and say, worthy, worthy to be praised, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God is worthy to be praised. God, I've got to praise you. I've got to give you a fresh new praise, because you are doing new things, great things for me every day. Do this. Do an inventory of what God has done for you. Listen, at the beginning of the year, we ask you to write down something every day that God is doing for you that you're grateful for. Go back and look at what you've written down. And if you don't have any other reason to praise God, praise him for his gratefulness, for his greatness and your gratefulness to God. Listen, we must not live. Here's my point. Last point I want to make. We must not live off yesterday's praise. Hear me. We must not live off yesterday's praise. Our praise should be fresh. Our praise should be authentic. Our praise should be organic. And so I've got some praisers behind me here. I've got some worshipers. I've got worship and arts team behind me. And we're going to praise God like you are in the church. Okay. And I just want, for the next few moments, come on. I just want you to clap your hands with me, team, and help me just give God some praise. Everybody, just wherever you are, open your mouth and just give God some praise and say, worthy. Come on. Worthy. God, you're worthy. You're worthy of our praise. Because if it had not been for you, woo, on our side, where would we be today? A new song means a fresh praise, means a brand new praise. So ask yourself this question. For 3 weeks, we've talked about what God has done for us. This week, we are offering God something. Here's my praise, Lord. And if I can't say a word, I'll just wave my hands. Lord, if I can't dance like somebody else, I can just open my mouth and say, thank you, Lord. I can shabak you from the depths of my belly and tell you thank you for all you've done. Ice on the ground, but I'm still here. Thank you, Lord. Folk are going through stuff, but we're still here. Somebody ought to give God your best praise. Come on. Somebody ought to give God your best praise. And tell God, ooh, Come on and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell God thank you. In your house by yourself, tell God thank you. In the car by yourself, tell the Lord. Woo. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord, I thank you. Listen, right now, we're going to give you an opportunity to accept the Lord as your Savior. We're going to give you an opportunity to touch and agree with us. This is what we would call, if we were live, our altar experience. Todd Garbutt wrote this wonderful song, and it says, "Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry." This is the part that I like. Listen. "These bones will sing, great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise." Got to praise you, Lord. Got to praise you. Cold, rainy. Got to praise you. Some of you may not even have power. I've got to praise you. "These bones will sing. I will sing unto you." Ooh, "great are you, Lord." Ooh, "it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Lord, we pour out our praise to you." Come on, as the team blesses us right now, where maybe God is speaking to you. Maybe God is talking to you right now.
Come on. "Oh, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord." Wow. "Oh, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. All the earth, everybody. Oh, I
It is now time for you to make that decision. As we put this QR code on the screen, and to those of you wherever you are right now, if you want to make that decision, if you want to say to God, God, this day, I owe you a new praise because you've done something great for me. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Ooh-ah. Prayer line is open. You can call us. You can go to that code on the screen that's there that and says, I want to give my life to the Lord. I want to dedicate myself to the Lord. In fact, I want to be saved. I want to turn from my wicked ways, and I want to walk in the newness of life, as Paul talks about. See, the only way you can have a new song is that you've got to have a testimony of what God is doing and what God has done, but what God is doing. Wherever you are right now, just say, is doing. He is doing it. He is doing it. He's doing it right now. So the question is not if God's doing something. The question is, how will you respond to what God is doing? Will you still give him the old traditional, old habit-forming praise? Or will you praise him like you've never praised him before? Will you offer him a new song of praise? Here's what the text says. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. You don't have to be in a physical church to give your life to the Lord. You don't have to sit on church pews to give your life to the Lord. If there's one thing we learned during COVID, and I am so grateful for that, is that worship continues. And what we do for the kingdom continues. And so you, wherever you are right now, just click there. Let us know. And someone this week, will reach out to you. Someone right away will reach out to you and tell you the next steps that are involved. Close those eyes right now as we pray this prayer. We're going to pray this prayer and offer the benediction at the same time, and our worship and arts team is going to carry us out with this song. But I want to remind you, as we do, of our Tuesday Bible study. But most importantly, first Sunday in February, it is a time of dedication and consecration. We rededicate ourselves. We take one Sunday out of the year and we say, Lord, we are rededicating ourselves to you for the rest of the year. Bring your family members, your neighbors, wake those children up, get them out of the bed, bring them to church, because we want to touch and agree. God has given me a special message, and we're going to have a special token to give you, a special token to give you on that first Sunday that will represent what God is doing in this new season in our lives. Close those eyes, if you will. If you're in a position to do that, if you're in a position where you can lift your hands, do that. Eternal Father, we say thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in this new season. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for reminding us of our three insights, that a new song means a new and mighty move that you've done. A new song means that we are new witnesses for you. A new song ushers in a new praise, and we say thank you. I'm so grateful that there are some who said that you are worthy of a fresh praise. Someone is committing their lives to you right now. Someone rededicating themselves. Someone's turning from their wicked and evil ways on this day, perhaps, that they are shut in, but they are not shut out. Thank you that the word can get to them. Now, Lord,
bless us. Thank you again for all of those who are here who made this service possible. Now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of His Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, tomorrow, and forevermore. And those who love the Lord said amen, amen. As the praise team sings, we're going to let it run for just a little while so that you can go out and worship with us. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord.
Think about it, think about it. All the earth,
the earth will shout, our hearts we say, great are you, Lord.
One more.
Listening to the worship services of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off I-77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services here on the radio. We're also streaming live on our website, bwcar.org, or on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road. And now on YouTube, our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you've missed any of our services and would like to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for CD or DVD of today's message entitled Grateful for Something New, a New Song, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 01-2526. Again, the number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 01-2526. February is Couples Month here at Bible Way, and their theme for the month is rooted in gratitude, stronger together. The couples ministry has planned an exciting month of activities and services. To see what they have to offer, stop by their table in the vestibule after services or go to bwcar.org. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by checking the link on our website at bwcar.org. Or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to 732-56. That's 732-56. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina 29290. Please don't mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 noon until 6 p.m. Thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.